لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم خلق الإنسان في أحسن تقويم قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام كل أمة دخل الجنة إلا أبا قيل يا رسول الله من أبا قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام من أتاني فقد دخل الجنة ومن أصاني فقد أبا أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله وصدق الرسول ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama ikram, my brothers and those who are listening, Allah Jalla Majdahu has blessed us with Iman. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has made us Muslims. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has given us a very easy, simple deen to follow. Generally, every Muslim, we know about three alams or three spheres. We know about the alam al-dunya, and we know about the alam al-qabr and the alam al-akhir. So basically, every Muslim knows about these three spheres or these three worlds or these three lives. The alam al-dunya, this life. The alam al-qabr, the life in the grave. And the alam al-akhira, the life in the akhira. However, this word akhira we translate as hereafter. This is a wrong translation. For want of a better word, they use the word akhira as the word hereafter for akhira, giving the impression that this world is still to come. Whereas this is not correct. As you and I are sitting here, and as you are listening and I am speaking, these three worlds, these three spheres, the alam al-dunya, the alam of the grave, and the alam of akhirah, they are concurrently functioning. They are moving. They are functional. They are in existence. It's no such thing that when a person passes away or dies, then he goes into another world which is going to start. No, it is there in existence. We are just going to move into it. That is why the Urdu word, which is actually an Arabic word, they say that person intikal, we use the word intikal. In Arabic this means movement from one place to another place. Now the person moves from alam al-dunya to the alam al-barzakh. This is just a movement. So understand something, that as you and I are living in this world, akhirat is functional. Jannat, Jahannam, Araf, all those things are there. However, we came from another alam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was in existence, and there was no one besides Allah. Allah existed and there was nothing around Him. Allah was, Allah is going to be. And when that was the case, then there was no time factor attached to anything. Why? Because it was Allah, Allah alone. Then time came later on to measure movements, etc., and to give us an understanding. Time came. And time, Allah Ta'ala attributes it to Himself. He says, Hadith of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, do not swear time, for verily I am time. So that was a time where nothing existed. So Adam al-Wujud, nothing existed besides Allah Jalla Majdahu, and He was there. Then, to express His glorification, to manifest His Qudra and power, He created. And the difference between Allah's creation and our invention is, that Allah creates without matter, and man has to create, invent with matter. We have to have molecule plus molecule will give us matter. Allah Jalla Majdahu doesn't require this. Allah just says kun fayakun. He just says be and it is. He does not require any substance, material, matter, molecules to create. Allah creates. Allah created. Now when Allah created, the first realm is the Alam-e Arwa. The Alam-e Arwa, the realm of the souls. According to the hadith in Bukhari and Muslims, that the souls are lined up like how the malaika are lined up, like how the ones in the making salat, like how we are lined up, like how the malaika, they are lined up like how we are lined up, or vice versa, we are lined up in safs and rows like the malaika, and the souls are also lined up like that. But it's stated in the hadith that the souls are very small. They are like ants. Now the souls are lined up according to the year of departure from that Alam-e Arwa to the Alam-e... The next Alam where the soul comes is the womb of the mother. So from that Alam, it comes here into the womb of the mother after 120 days. But in that alam, Allah Rabbul Izzat, He took a pledge from the souls. Alastu bi Rabbikum? Am I not your Rabb? Qalu bala. And the souls said, no, we are, definitely you are our Rabb. See, the pledge has been taken for the quality of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala Rububiyat. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is our Rabb. And here again the people translate Rabb as Lord, that's wrong. Rabb is what? Rabb is our creator, provider, nourisher, sustainer, developer, maintainer, all that is Rabb. Rabb is just a very big word in Arabic meaning so many things. From the time of non-existence to existence, back into death, and then back into resurrection, Rabb is doing all that. Oh Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So, the souls have taken the pledge. The other thing is, respected elders, sometimes what happens in this world, you have a brush off of the Alam-e Arwa. What I mean by this, you meet someone, and then you say, this person I met somewhere. You feel in your heart and your blood and your brains, this person I met somewhere. You ask that person, where I met you? He says, listen, I don't know you. I don't not know you from anywhere. Except I have definitely met you somewhere. You try to discuss and deliberate where I met you. Listen, I did not meet you. That what has actually happened in the Alam-e Arwa, that somehow the other the soul brushed, and by the soul's brush, subconscious reaction took place, an interaction took place. That is why on the surface of the earth, now you feel I met this person, meanwhile you never meet him. And it's too difficult for him and you to understand that there was a meeting somewhere else. Respected elders, now that world, the Alam-e Arwa, the realm of the souls, from there, as I told you, when the lady is expecting, then after 120 days, you will find those of you who are married and alhamdulillah wives have become pregnant, you will find that after 120 days she'll say there's some movement. All of a sudden some movement. What happened? Where the movement came from? The movement has come because now the soul has come. When the soul has come, life has come. When life has come, movement has started. Allah Jalla Majdahu feeds that fetus, and that fetus progresses according to the Quran Kareem every 40 days into a different level, into a different stage. And Quran Kareem in detail discusses the various stages of the fetus. And nowadays, those who are experts and scientists are looking at Quran Kareem carefully, the ayahs, and saying Allah has stated this already so long ago. And that baby now is part in the world and part not in the world. It's ready to come in the world. Technically it's in the world, but also technically it's not in the world. Now in between, respected elders, in between the alam al-dunya and the alam al-arwa, there is another world. It is called the alam al-misal. Alam al-misal is a realm of similitudes. Realm of similitudes. Now, realm of similitudes is very difficult to understand. So, we will suspend that discussion for a while until I have a little bit opportunity. Then I can discuss to you what happens in that realm of similitudes. And once you understand what happens in the realm of similitudes, then the masala of tabdir and the masala of mihraj we can understand easily. Respected elders, then the person comes into the alam al-dunya. Arab and dunya, these are two Arabic words meaning that which is closest to the body, that which is nearest to the body. Now the person nearest to the body, respected the alam, nearest to the body is dunya, ard in Arabic. Now, respected elders, we are here, but our original destination is akhirat, jannat akhirat. That's our original destination. So we are like that person who's standing in the shade of the house. Imagine there is a house, and now we are in the shade. We are in the shade here, and we looking into the house. Looking into this house, and the shade is becoming smaller and smaller. That is why Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, many of hadith is that behave in this world like a stranger or a wayfarer. Wayfarer meaning a person who is on journey. Now we are literally on journey here. But unfortunately the difficulty has arisen because we think we are here to stay. We hanker after this world like we are going to stay, we are not moving from here. Materialism, imperialism, tyranny, communism, everything is based upon this. That run after the world and hanker after the world which is fleeting in nature and temporary in nature. Every effort of ours is like we are not going to move from here, we are staying here. The sooner we realize that we are on a passing stage and we are going to our house, Jannat, then what we will do? See, when you and I go on journey, then depending on whatever journey it is, then we prepare accordingly and we take luggage accordingly, we take provision accordingly. You go into one place for 1 week, you don't get a 72 feet truck to take your luggage and go there. Do you do that? We don't do that. You take some small suitcase with some clothing and go away there, and you're going to stay there for a few days and come away. What has happened that we going to Akhirat, permanent place is Akhirat, Jannah, but we're making no provisions for it. Our provisions are temporary for a permanent place. Our provision is supposed to be permanent from a permanent place. And permanent provision is what? Iman, yaqeen, amal, saliha. Well, that is going to last. Iman, yaqeen, amal, saliha, that is going to be fruitful in the Akhirat, and that is the currency of the Akhirat.
We are making effort of the currency of the world like this is only going to benefit us there.
Respected elders, now we're standing in the shade, and the shade, you know, it shortens, and as it shortens, our lifespan shortens. And when the shade is over, our life is over, you're into the next. Where have we gone? We got back into Alam e Barzakh. We gone into the life of the grave. Now understand something. Life of the grave is both spiritual and physical. There is one deviated group that says, no, that life in the grave is only spiritual. Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Alayhi has written one kitab refuting that. His kitab's name is Incoherence of the Philosophers. In chapter 20 at the end, he writes, it is inevitable for us to state clearly, categorically, that the person who says that punishment in the grave is only spiritual is a kafir. But these days, you see what is happening? Many Muslims, they will go away to universities, they will go to the Batil institutes to learn Islam, they will go to Batil ustads to learn Islam, and then they declare themselves scholar of Islam. It has become an ailment and disease amongst us. Persons write 2 books on Islam, 3 articles on Islam, and think we are scholars in Islam. And these days, to be classified scholar in Islam is very easy. Write something against the mainstream of Islam, then you think you're very clever. People will say, oh, what do you do? What a research. Any research that is contrary to the mainstream, people regard this as a very good scholar. So understand who you get your deen from. Ibn Sirin, Rahmatullah Alayhi, has clearly stated. See carefully who you're getting your deen from. Now we are in the Alam Barzakh, the Alam Kabar, we are there. Now when we are there, respected elders, the hadith states clearly that windows are opened. Windows are opened. For the person who is going to Jannah, he sees his place, meaning he sees good place, and he sees the comfortable zone. And from there he is able to see and witness and experience the influence of what he is seeing. And the person who is going towards hell, windows are open for that person also. And he now is able to see, the respected elders, the destination that lies for him. The terrible punishment lies ahead for him. Let alone receiving the punishment in the grave, which is horrific and which is painful. Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he should stand by the grave, he should weep so much and cry so much, so excessively, that his beard should become wet. His beard should become wet. People should ask him, why are you crying so much? He says, I fear this, where we're going towards, whether I'll be able to survive there. Whether I'll pass that stage. These days, who worries about that stage? Respected elders, again, see, that Alam e Barzakh is a gateway to our for Alam e Akhir. Then on the plains of resurrection. According to one hadith, the plains of resurrection will be on the plains of Arafat. Arafat will be flattened. According to one hadith, that it will start from near Masjid Aqsa and extend till Arafat. So these both hadiths can be corroborated. Respected elders. Then from there, it is Jannat, Jahannam or Araf. The Akhirat is comprised of 3 things. Jannat, Jahannam and Araf. Most of us we know about Jannat, Jahannam. Araf is a buffer zone between Jannat and Jahannam. Barrier zone, meaning stage of neutrality. No go zone. Who is going to go there? For example, the Nabalik children. Nabalik children, who are not mukallaf. Mukallaf meaning responsible. When a person grows up, then when he becomes baligh, mature, then responsibility of Sharia comes upon that person. Responsibility to act upon Sharia comes upon that person. That person is becoming accountable. He is going to be lined up for judgment. Then, that for that person is either Jannat or Jahannam. No Araf. For a person who is nabali, immature, male, female, Muslim, non-Muslim, nabali, passes away, dies, going to Araf. Person who born mentally derailed, insane, Muslim, non-Muslim, male, female, born insane, going to Araf. A person who balances out evil on the day of judgment in accountability, and accountability is tough. Respected elder, it is stated that on the day of judgment, each one will be steeped in his own sweat. Everyone will be standing individual, and this is the miracle and kudra of Allah. Each one, millions will be standing individual, and individually you will be steeped in your own sweat. Some no sweat, some till ankle high, some knee high, some waist high, some chest high, some drowning. And that is the day of days, that is the judgment day, that is accountability day. And that is the day we should be preparing for. The respected elders, those who scale the balance off, they'll go to Araf. All those in Araf will be shown Jannat and will be shown Jahannam. Like how you see holograms. You will be shown Jannat and Jahannam. And after that, it is stated, ulama ikram write, that the ones in Araf will choose Jannat, inshallah. And they will go to Jannat, but not as, to explain to you, not as a fully fledged citizen in Jannat. They will go as helpers, as supporters, as servants, in simple words. They will go as servants there. They will go as aides there. Now when Quran Kareem speaks about there in Jannat you will have aides and supporters, that when you want drink and you want certain things, they will be there at your service to bring it. Those are the people from Araf there, helping there. Respected elders, now what is our responsibility? Still I've got one more alam, that is the alam and misal, the realm of similitude to discuss with you. But I started a few minutes late, traffic is vicious coming, but there are three types of actions. One is a Muslim act, because this is halal, this is haram. A Muslim acts and fulfills that responsibility. He is a Muslim. Far as he is concerned, what is halal, I must do. And what is haram, I must abstain from. That is one level of Muslim. Second level of Muslim is that I must act and I must do so that I don't go to Jahannam. I go to Jannat. That is second degree of Muslim. And third degree of Muslim is I must do, I must act, I must behave. Everything, no matter how small it is, how big it is, everything I do for the pleasure of Allah. For the pleasure of Allah. Now that's what we should be striving for. Now we may be, you can judge yourself, what level you are on. Are you on the first level where this is halal, haram, I'm doing that is halal, leaving that is haram, that's one level, first level. Oh, I am doing things so that I don't go to Jahannam and go to Jannah, the second level. Oh, I am doing things solely for the pleasure of Allah. Solely for the pleasure of Allah, meaning that after you do something, don't expect someone to congratulate you. And when you do something, don't expect someone to congratulate you, but expect someone to criticize you. And if you are doing good, and if no one criticizes you, something is wrong somewhere. No one will criticize someone who is doing bad. Have you ever found someone who is doing something bad, people speak bad about him?
But if a person is doing good and striving in the path of Allah, enjoying what is good, forbidding what is evil, who is doing charitable work, welfare work, helping the orphans and destitutes, they'll criticize those people. So when you're getting criticism, oh, Alhamdulillah, I'm on the right track. So our effort should be, we must do for the pleasure of Allah, Jalla Majdahu. Then inshallah, the second two stages come automatically. We'll go to Jannah and be amongst the righteous. Wa akhiru da'wana, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.